The toning sneakers don't work.
I heard that. That was breaking news on Anderson Cooper this morning.
That's
how
tragedy.
Does that make you feel? Those things are like dun 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 in the news. You know, we paid $16 for a muffin at a retreat.
Or Michael Jackson's doctors on trial is the lead story on every channel
for hours. Hours.
Not going to bring back Michael. No. Hello, there's little kids elsewhere. Yeah. All right, Eric, you get the last question.
Yeah, Sam, I just have a question. After seeing the scenes of the Lord's Resistance Army attacking your orphanage in southern Sudan, and you literally having to protect those kids yourself with your own guns, have things calmed down for your orphanage, or are you still getting attacked on a regular basis?
There hasn't been any fighting around our orphanage in over 2 years. But I can take you 8 hours away, and you'll be in the middle of conflict.
Gotcha.
Sam Childers, the movie Machine Gun Preacher, it's based on him. And it's writer Jason Keller in studio with us. This interview will be online at bobrivers.com if you want to share it with your friends. Very nice to meet you guys.
Thank you.
In the morning.
And the greatest hits of all time.
KJRFM Seattle.
Oldies 95.7.
Well, I drove on out to Bellevue, a client I had to meet, and I was phoning home from my cellular phone from my Beamer's leather seats. I'd placed a call to Muffy, and she answered from the pool. She'd received a letter from our daughter Heather, who's away at boarding school. Dartmouth, don't you know? Only the finest for our princess. Girl's dumb as a sack of rocks. Good thing I know the dean. Heather's urgent letter said things were getting tight. So I phoned her up and calmed her down and said it'll be all right. See, she's low on cash, her cards are maxed, and she's working at a diner. Well, never fear, dear, Daddy's here in stuffy old Medina. The girl was having an absolute conniption fit. I mean, she is such a whiner. Oh, you know what I'm saying. Of course you do. Stuffy old Medina.
Stuffy.
Can you just imagine? I mean, a girl with breeding like that, schlepping burger. The scandal. What would the boys at Sahali say? Schlepping burgers. I'll never be able to show my face at the Polo Lounge again. Benzene in my Perrier, and now this. Gads, what a life. Stuffy. What's that? Another one of those damn jets flying overhead. You bastards! Oh, yeah, that airport moved.
Stuffy. Old. Stuffy. Old. Medina. Stuffy. Old. Medina. Medina.
Buddy Rich would have been 94 today. So playing the drum. Great players, of course, can play flashy. They can also play simple things and make them sound incredible. Right, Pedro?
Absolutely, he was one of the best playing anything.
Yeah, that you call that swing there, right?
Of course, yeah.
What does swing mean for the uninitiated?
Well, it's a way of playing. It's like how can I explain this? It's a style, and basically, you swing. That's what it is.
Now, was the swing dancing?
Well, that I don't
first,
know.
No, no, no. Or what came first?
No, swing is a
style?
It is a style of playing. I've never quite understood it. Maybe Pedro doesn't even know how to communicate it, but it's sort of like a swishy. It's in
time.
You're not playing a straight beat.
Yeah, that's what it is. You play like in sync. Yeah. You got it.
That's swing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It ain't mean a thing. If it ain't got that swing. Who said that?
Of course. I have no idea, but it sounds awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, the big band era had a lot of swing. And a guy like Buddy Rich, he's playing something that's not particularly complicated,
But you get anybody up there to play that who doesn't know how to swing like that, and they won't be able to do it.
According to Wikipedia, swing was is a form of jazz developed in the early 30s, mid-30s, became popular. It's a strong rhythm section.
Swing is also a vegetarian that has a salmon hatchery up in Maine. I just wouldn't trust Wikipedia.
Strong rhythm section.
Oh, that's Sting. I'm sorry. Sting has a salmon hatchery
in
somewhere.
14 hours, you got to play this song.
Yeah.
Double bass and drums. And a strong rhythm section with brass accompaniments and soloists as being portrayed there.
Yeah.
I love Buddy Rich. I love the music and I love swing. But I do ask, how often do you keep people track of people's birthdays after they die? Hasn't he been dead for a really, really long time?
When they're hugely famous, they continue to have a celebrated birthday, like Elvis.
Oh, I'm not denying the man his celebration.
Or Washington or Lincoln.
Certainly not.
Well, yeah, but on the even years.
How about Jesus? When are we going to stop?
When are we going
to
stop?
It would have been 2048 this year.
I got no problem with it. But, I mean, he would have been 94, then, you know, like if he was just dead for a few months or. But I think he's been dead for 20 years, hasn't he, Buddy Rich?
Man, you hate swing music, Joe.
I like swing music.
Obviously, he hates swing music.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Nobody bring up Buddy Rich to Joe. It makes
I like
him so
Buddy
mad.
Rich.
There should be drum sales on his birthday. You know, we get bet mattress sales.
I'll go for a 3-day weekend for musicians, except they always have a 3-day weekend. It's called Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Most great drummers I know, when you ask them who's the greatest drummer, they'll often say Buddy Rich or Gene Krupa are the two that get mentioned the most.
Just more Buddy Rich? Bring it on up.
Okay, bring it on.
It would have been 94
by the way,
today.
I apologize for playing Buddy Rich. I'm a drummer and I love him. So.
Oh, don't apologize. I just.
Sorry, Joe.
I like it.
I accept your apology.
What orchestra is he playing with there?
It's his own.
His own? Okay.
The big band, Buddy Rich Big Band.
All right, here's some flashy stuff. Go. It's 10 past 6. Good morning, everybody. How are you today? It's Friday. Hey, is it Friday? Wow, Friday. What's significant about that day? Oh, yeah.
It's followed by Saturday, the day we all love. At least I do.
I don't know why, but I'm looking forward to this weekend. Oh, I know why. Lily Tomlin.
Oh, you're going to go tomorrow?
I'm going to go see her. I have asked through the venue, Beth, at Edmonds Center for the Arts, if Lily would like a companion for dinner. I offered to take her out to dinner. Now, I don't know if she'll think I'm a weird freak, a radio guy, and say no, or if she'll say, well, that was nice. We had a nice conversation the other day, and we'll go out to dinner. So I'll let you know on Monday what happens. I don't know what her plans are. I know she has an afternoon show and an evening show.
Exactly.
So it's not like she's being helicoptered in 5 minutes before showtime.
I imagine in between those shows, if it's an option to sit in the venue or go out to a nice restaurant with you, she'd probably want to go out.
Yeah. I don't ask many people out. Hardly any.
Just the one who married you, right? Pretty much it?
Well, that's a given. But, I mean, Lisa and I don't socialize that much. And I don't socialize that much. I generally take the quiet time to recharge. But there's certain people that are very, very interesting that it would be fun to just almost feel like to continue the interview and see, how fascinating their conversation is.
Is your day clear?
What do you mean?
Well, the reason I ask is if she's between two shows, she may not feel she has time to go out and be social. She may inhibit her ability to hang with you.
Could be coffee, could be anything.
Well, it may be lunch. Probably.
Anyway,
she's got a 3 o'clock show.
After I asked, I felt weird, so I emailed Beth back and I said, Beth, will you vouch for me that I'm not weird? And Beth said, yes, I will lie.
that's asking a lot.
So anyway, we'll see what happens there. What are your plans this weekend, Joe?
Big nostalgia tonight. Big nostalgia.
Big nostalgia.
Something I haven't done in over 20 years, probably.
Can't involve food. What is it?
It might be a little food involved, but that's not the primary thrust of the night.
You're going to have some primary thrust tonight.
No, I'm
20
not
years, huh?
it's my high school homecoming tonight. Newport takes on, I believe it's East Lake, I think.
East
tonight.
Gate?
East Lake, up on the plateau there.
Ah.
And which is a really good team, I think, too. So going to high school football. Haven't been in a good 20 years.
What brings you to high school football?
Well, I'm the class of 81 of Newport, so there's a little bit of an onus on us to, since it's 2011, you always go, speaking of these kind of weird, insignificant
anniversaries,
it's the 30th anniversary of me being graduated from high school. So it's part of my gig to kind of rally the troops to go show up at the high school game. Actually, it's our class president, Paul Reese's gig, but he can't be there, so he commissioned me to try to...
Were you the treasurer or sergeant-at-arms or something?
No.
He's the chief keg procurer.
Well, it's funny you mention that.
Pledge them to the social committee, as they put it in my house.
There won't be any kegging beforehand because it's, you know, a school property and all. But afterwards, we will meet at the local bar. And, you know, all Newporters are welcome. Come to the mustard seed. Everybody's welcome for that matter. But that's Friday night.
All right. So that's your night is football.
High school
can
football.
Can you drink at high school football?
No, you cannot. No. Most definitely not. That's why I said afterwards. That's
afterwards, when... you will be racing to the bar.
That's what flasks are for.
Yeah.
No flasks. Not on Bellevue School grounds. We can't be doing that. But I mean, when we were students, maybe. Not as parents.
Not as your parents, you can't do that. So, and is that the whole weekend right there? And the rest is recovering from that, right?
No, that's the beginning. I mean, it's Sundays, of course, now is football every Sunday. I've got a completely...
Where are the Seahawks playing this week?
Here, they're playing the Falcons in the clink or whatever you want to call it.
How difficult a team compared to, what was it, Phoenix last week?
Arizona last week, yeah. Much harder.
This is a harder game.
This is a team with legitimate playoff... aspirations.
So as good as it was to get the first win last week, a win this weekend would renew some faith. You'd be 500 again, and you'd have beaten a decent team. So this weekend would be very, very important to get.
Very, very much so, yeah.
And if you don't get it this weekend, you just go back to thinking we semi-suck and we just have to hope for a win once in a while.
You're on this.
Oh, yeah.
You can tune in for 3 minutes a month and figure this team out. That's pretty good.
Semi-suck.
You semi-suck, that's really actually often wishful thinking, too.
Yeah. I mean, we do kind of semi-suck. We have a great coach, and we have a lot of great staff, but it's not pulled together yet for a lot of reasons.
We're not ready. Yeah. Not ready for primetime players, these guys. A lot of them.
We don't totally suck. We just semi-suck.
All right, what are you doing, Spike?
I'm going to... I'm taking... Darby and I tonight are going to go crash the Tulalip Resort.
You're going to a casino?
No.
With your 8-year-old?
No. Going to the resort.
You're going to a hotel?
Yeah.
The two of you?
Yeah.
Why?
Mom's out of town. Mom's on vacation.
Uh-huh.
And we're spending the week together, Darby and I. You know, we've been doing little daddy-daughter stuff. And when I said to her, what do you want to do? She goes, can we go to the toilet?
Because she stayed there before.
Yeah.
And it's such a cool, colorful place.
Yeah.
She has no idea there's even a casino there.
She's got gambling figured out. Pretty well.
She does.
We're not going to go to the casino.
But you're not gambling with her because you can't.
No, right. Right. State law.
So you're just going to be in the hotel part of the resort. You're going to go to the pool?
Oh,
that's what she wants.
You betcha. She wants the pool. She likes the TVs in the room. They're huge. She likes the shower where the water comes out of the side of the wall.
I like that too.
Oh, my God.
Man.
Well, you know, clean up your mind.
Wonderful.
She's got, I mean, I say she's
going to be another princess that somebody's going to have to take good care of. Yeah.
It's funny, you know, I asked her what she wanted to do, and that's the first thing she wanted to do. It wasn't even a debate. That's what she wanted to do, was go to that hotel. Now, I know that she's a gambler. She's already got it figured out.
She's eight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We took her to, I'll make this brief, we took her camping over the Labor Day weekend. They had a bingo night at the campsite up in Gold Bar, Washington, a nice little community campground, nature trails park, where you RV park kind of a place.
Yeah, that's not, I know it's sort of camping.
I know it's not, it's not gambling. It's totally not camping.
It's sort of camping. When you car camp, that's more like pretending you're homeless.
Right, because you have all your stuff.
Yeah. And you're in a car, and you're sleeping next to a car.
But you're not sleeping in the car. You're sleeping outside the car, outside in nature.
In a tent.
Yeah, it's not nature next. Nature hardly sprinkles cars here and there along the trail.
Au contraire, Bob.
This is an argument I have with my family in Connecticut. Where they believe camping is going to a campground.
Right.
Driving in with something.
Maybe you got some electrical, some gas hookup.
All of that stuff isn't camping. Yeah.
Well, you're
camping
lucky.
Camping is when the only sound you would hear would be the birds and the frogs.
And the bear eating the camper next to you. You're a lucky guy to have stuff like that in your life. Not all of us can physically schlep a seven-year-old into the woods and carry all the things we need. And it's nice to be able to go up with family.
It's nice to just have a change from your everyday life.
Exactly. We build a campfire, slap mosquitoes, watch the stars. It was really nice. So we take her to bingo night, and there are 10 bingo games, and this seven-year-old wins twice.
Wow, she's hooked now.
Yeah, I mean, here you hand a kid like $75, a little kid. She's in.
She's hooked for bingo for her life.
Now, I know that bingo's not gambling.
It is, actually.
It is, if you're playing for those kind of stakes.
It's totally gambling.
Well, I say it's gambling like a scratch-win lottery ticket is gambling.
Well,
it's
that's
all
totally
luck.
Gambling, too, yeah.
It's all luck in bingo.
Well, it's all about the odds are that you lose. Anything that the odds are that you lose, and yet it's fun enough to win that you'll do it anyway, that's gambling.
Oh, I get it. But the thing for me is she's lucky. 10 games and she won two of them. Little old ladies were coming up to her, somewhat resentful. I mean, these are little old ladies. These are, your bingo-holics.
Well, they need the money.
They got 20 cards in front of them. They got eight different colors of little daubers, they call them. And they got lucky troll dolls.
What are daubers?
Those ink stampers. Instead of little chips anymore, bingo, you don't use little chips anymore. You put little ink on
the
numbers.
Kidding.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's been a long time.
So she, hits the bingo for some cold hard cash. Next weekend, I take her to Longacres because she likes horses.
Emerald Downs.
I'm sorry. Oh, God. Yeah. See how often I go horse.
Do you ever, try to take her to things that would be, I don't know,
age appropriate?
She can't make any money doing that.
Church, maybe? Places like that? No.
Places where she would learn to care about other people instead of just herself?
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
Really? Well, so far,
we're talking about one little story. Ask me what I was
so
doing.
So far,
completely devoid of cultural or moral significance.
Did you catch that, Spike?
You think?
Okay.
Yeah. It's when you get hit in the head with an anvil, you feel something. She hit the first two races at Emerald
Downs. Hit the first two races. And again, I have no point whatsoever.
No. Yeah. Well,
so we're going to Tulalip this weekend.
Believe me,
I realize this is all just happening to you. It's not like it's your fault.
No.
So she's going to give you the Keno numbers. You're going to run downstairs.
We're not going to gamble. But she likes the hotel. You asked me what I was doing. She likes the hotel. It's a beautiful place to stay.
And it is a great place. It's a five-star resort.
It is. Yeah. It's lovely.
So, that's nice. Jody, what is your weekend? By the way, I've been thinking about you for the last couple days.
We got to get a hike in.
We have to get a hike in. We canceled it when I was sick.
Yeah.
Incidentally, Danielle has that crud, our traffic girl. Fortunately, her office is down the hall and around the corner. Mm-hmm. She's in there with other traffic people. I'm sure they'll all get it. She looks, God bless her, she's a cute little kid, but she looks like the walking cold monster.
Yeah.
And she's got that, how are you? I'm okay.
Oh, poor thing.
And a couple days ago, I said to her, I had this for 12 days, and I finally went in and got some antibiotics, and bam, cleared it right out. I said, you should tell your doctor. It's probably the same thing. And, of course, she did. But the doctors don't like to give out antibiotics. You know about that.
Well, the more antibiotics you take, the less likely they are to work if you really should need them badly.
85, what is it, Eric? 85, 90% of these things are viral colds, and the antibiotics will do nothing.
Correct. Yes, that's right.
And the only, unfortunately, the only way to know if it's a bacterial infection, which is what the antibiotics would be indicated for, is to wait until you've already been miserable for 10 days.
Right.
Or I suppose they can they do a culture? But that's an expensive test, and they're not going to do it for a cold. So anyway, I told her today, I said, you should just go tell your doc. This is just what some other people at work had. They took some antibiotics, and it went right away. You should demand it. You're in a profession where, you know, you speak.
And the city's counting on you.
The city is counting on you for to know that the same place that was busy yesterday is busy today.
Stuff happens once in a while.
There might have been an accident, yes.
Yesterday morning, they had a huge traffic accident.
But she wants to get back to rehearsing and practicing with her saxophone, and I told her, just don't even bother until you feel better. Because, first of all, I don't want her in the same room. But anyway, what I've been thinking about you is that you're... The other day when you told the story about meeting David, you posted a Craigslist ad.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, I'll bet there are tons of women in our audience, guys too, who would love to see the exact ad if you still have it somewhere. Because it worked. This ad got me a husband. You should share it at BobRivers.com.
You should sell it.
I should sell it.
Jody's Secret.
Jody's Secret husband grabber.
Yeah.
Husband bait.
Must have insurance, must have car, no drama.
You will get 6 crotch shots. Just disregard those.
Just disregard those. Do I have it? I don't know if I have. I had it. I remember I wanted to put it on everyone's table at our wedding. Like a cool,
very unique,
like napkin kind of print. But then we couldn't find it. We couldn't find it in time. I know I saved it for posterity. It's somewhere.
Okay. If you can find it, I just thought, oh, that's, you always put the cool stuff on the web.
Yeah.
That'd be great. What are you and David doing this weekend?
Nothing. We have not one plan.
I love nothing.
Yeah, it's good.
I think people sometimes load their weekends with too much stuff, and then they're more exhausted on Monday than they were on Friday.
I had a lot of intention this weekend. I wanted to go out and catch some live music and all that, but once my babysitter says she's busy all weekend, it always just shifts to nothing. Well, now we can do nothing.
You reboot to nothing.
Reboot to nothing, yeah.
All right, it's 6:23. What's going on in the world this morning?
Quite a lot, actually. We have to talk about Bank of America. We're going to mention the Occupy Wall Street protests today. And
now, is Bank of America a big story, or are they our sponsor for the newscast?
They are a big story, and unfortunately not our sponsor today.
Actually, when it comes to news or sports, I'll give you the news.
Oh, really?
Sports, yeah. they decided to stay away from the news today.
Yeah, today's news story, ironically, sponsored by KeyBank. So Bank of America, the largest bank in the country, just announced that beginning next year, they're going to start charging you $5 a month to use your debit card.
And they're one of many banks that are moving in this direction.
But they're the first to actually say it, that it's definitely going to happen.
For the debit card.
Yeah. Other banks like Chase and Wells Fargo are not far behind. They're testing this idea. I think they're waiting to see how people react if everyone runs fleeing. And we probably should call Joe's dad to talk about this and see if we can get out of it.
They're saying to use your debit card for charges, which means you're using it like a charge card. So
they're
going to make you pay some sort of interest or fee.
Correct. You can still use your card to take out money without any extra fees, and you can still use checks like a normal, you know, you could use it as a credit card. But if you use your debit card like a debit card, $5 on top of already what you
communicate that clearly as you just did, because it may confuse some people who just see the headline, debit cards cost money.
Yeah.
And they may flee, like Netflix. They may just say, screw this, I don't want to do it.
Well, you guys said two different things.
You did. It's confusing. Yeah.
Is it a credit card that you use it at? That's charged the 5% or $5? Well, or is it a debit card?
Well, there's three things here. There's credit cards. There's debit card. And then there's taking money in or out of your ATM. Automated teller.
Right.
These are three things you can do with a bank card. Right.
Right. You know when you have a debit card and they say credit or debit,
right.
That's one card. You could use it as a credit
or
a debit.
I do that.
If you use it as a debit, $5 on your fee.
Every month.
Yes. Now, like I said, if you use your debit card for anything other than taking money out of an ATM, $5 charge will be added to yours. So if you just take cash out and go back to a system where you use cash to pay for things that you are buying, then you don't have a problem. But this is going to be similar to airlines charging $25 per bag.
Exactly.
We all got very upset, but we did it anyway, because what's the option?
Fly? Yeah.
Right. However, with this situation, in this scenario, you do have options.
Is it $5 a month? Not
$5 a month.
It, no matter how many times you do it?
Doesn't matter if you do it once or 100 times. It's $5 a month.
Yeah.
Now, Wells Fargo is testing this in just a couple states, and one of them is right here in Washington.
They are. So
Wells Fargo charges $3 a month for
use of a debit card,
just to test to see how people react.
And how did they react?
Well, I don't know. I don't have an account with them or a debit card, but Washington State is one of two states where they're doing that test. So
my gut feeling is that you can steal $3 a month from most Americans, and they'll just shrug it off.
But five, that's a little different, you know.
Depends on who you're dealing with, but yeah,
It's a more round number, and it gets your attention.
40% more, isn't it?
66% of people said they would strongly consider not using their debit card if their bank charged a fee.
Yeah. When asked.
Right. How many people would move? I might move.
To what? All of the other banks that follow suit?
Yeah.
Well, see, here's the thing about that. This is like with the airlines with the $25 bag fee. Once one of them gets away with it, they all got to go to their board of directors and say, why aren't we doing this?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll all do it within a week or two.
I don't know about that.
You don't think so?
Well, the ones that had a lot of bad, you know, home loans and things like that that maybe need the money will do it. But some smaller banks that didn't do that, I mean, well, you already know how I feel about bank fees. And, you know, I'm
like your dad.
Yeah.
Can we call him?
Well, I wouldn't call him right now. But
why? You know, he's up and screaming right now.
Well, he doesn't get up at 6:30. He's retired. He's earned the right to sleep.
All right.
Just charge him $5 a month to sleep in. Kind of a fee.
I mean, you could try him, but I don't think. Although he said Luciana called him yesterday about something. I don't know what.
So. All right. So Bank of America, it will be the first. But Wells Fargo is also testing it in this market. Could be the new way of things for banks.
Absolutely. When we get back to news, I'm going to give you an update on Amanda Knox and tell you about a cartoon made about Colton Harris Moore.
Bob Rivers in the morning.
And the greatest hits of all time.
All day on 95.7. Oldies 95.7 wants to send you to Hawaii
with the Disney Family Flyaway
to Disney's Aulani Resort and Spa.
Bob Rivers will announce the song of the day each weekday morning at 7:05. Listen for the song to qualify for the grand prize Hawaiian vacation.
From Disney Resorts and Oldies 95.7.
Start imagining your vacation at oldieseattle.com.
Did you see the story and the picture of the cat with two faces? Go to yahoo.com/radio promo, and it is right there. A cat with two faces. He should be a politician. Set yahoo.com/radio promo, and you will get access to the latest news. For example, Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore breaking up. Apparently, he cheated with a younger woman, Betty White. Anyhow, get all the info on the market, jobs, sports, TV, weird news. Just set yahoo.com/radio promo as your homepage.
My neighbor's got an SUV. I call it the Pack Mule. Every weekend, they're out there packing it to the gills. In the summer, they're towing jet skis or strapping bikes to the roof. In the winter, it's skis and snowboards. They need to learn how to relax.
There are people who don't understand the way you live. There's an insurance company that does. Safeco Insurance, for auto, home, and more. Find an agent at Safeco.com. Coverage by Safeco Insurance Company of American affiliates, Seattle, Washington. Safeco Insurance. Do more.
Now is the time to stock up at Safeway, because it's our huge mix and match event. You'll get 50 cents off each participating item when you buy 8 or more items on top of a great club card price. Mix and match from over 3,000 participating items all over the store. Look for shelf tags that say buy any 8 or more. When your total reaches 8 items, the extra savings kick in. 50 cents off each item. Buy the same item or all different items. This week with your club card, mix and match Kraft macaroni and cheese, and they're only 59 cents each. Mix and match Sara Lee Delightful 100% whole wheat bread for only $2.09 each. And Fritos and Cheetos are just $1.49 each when you mix and match selected varieties. And the more you shop at Safeway, the more you save on gas. You could save up to $1 off per gallon. Hurry into Safeway this week, because our huge mix and match event is ending soon. How much can you save? Load up your cart and find out. Safeway, ingredients for life. Must be a club card member to earn rewards. Restrictions and exclusions apply.
Hey, Jim, how's it going?
Work's going great, Susan. Oh, and thanks for the ergonomic desk chair. Pretty slick. Love the retirement plan, too. That's a big deal, so I'm glad it's with Fidelity. The guidance I'm getting from them is awesome. Thanks for that.
Actually, Jim, everyone enrolled in our Fidelity retirement plan can get one-on-one guidance. And not just for our plan here at work. Fidelity helps us with all our financial goals.
Oh. Well, they also help me set up this green guidance line. I just follow it, and it helps me stay on track.
That's what Fidelity does for everyone.
Oh. But this chair, that's just for me, right?
Yes, Jim. Your chair is just for you.
Yeah, thought so.
Discover all the ways Fidelity can help you, from retirement planning to wealth management and smart trading strategies. Visit your local Seattle Investor Center today or call 1-800-FIDELITY. Although consultations are one-on-one, guidance provided by Fidelity is educational in nature, is not individualized, and is not intended to serve as the primary or sole basis for your investment or tax planning decisions. Investing involves risk, including the risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Fall is a great time to go visit my friends at Muckleshoot Casino in Auburn. Watch football and win prizes every Monday night on the huge screen in Club Galaxy, and make sure to become a Preferred Players Club member to take advantage of fall promotions on Muckleshoot's more than 3,100 gaming machines and 100-plus table games. And when you go, make sure to come ready to eat. It's a fresh fall harvest, and the chefs at Muckleshoot use only the best at their 8 restaurants. The Spice Bay Buffet offers 6 international live-action cooking stations, a carvery, and a selection of desserts that'll make you want to try more than one. Which, of course, you can, because that's what buffets are all about. There's also sushi at 8 Asian, steaks at the Koyaba Grill, and quick bites at Juggler's Deli, Island Deli, and the Pizza Parlor. So what are you waiting for? Muckleshoot Casino, the most exciting place to play. Over 3,100 machines, more than 100 table games, 8 restaurants, the largest poker room in the state, and Monday Night Madness and Club Galaxy. Muckleshoot Casino in Auburn is the biggest and best in the Northwest.
This is Radio Burger King, the sound of value and flavor. Thank you. Two simple words that we just don't hear enough. Well, Burger King is saying thank you by giving you a cool, creamy soft serve cone or cup with the purchase of a value meal. That's a free soft serve, and all you have to do is enjoy a value meal. Is anybody else giving you something free right now? Well, then go to Burger King and get your soft serve. This is Radio BK. Price and participation vary. Limited time offer not valid during breakfast hours while supplies last.
How do I know that Walgreens pharmacists recommend Walgreens brand health and wellness products? Because I do. I'm Jennifer, a Walgreens pharmacist. What's more, every purchase of a Walgreens brand health and wellness product helps bring preventive services to local communities through the Walgreens Way to Well Fund.
This week only, buy one Walgreens brand pain relief product, get one free. And every time you buy a Walgreens health and wellness product, Walgreens gives back through the Way to Well Fund. Walgreens, there's an everyday way to well. Products must be same price. Excludes PM and $5 multi-packs.
Sherry's presents $4.99 Country Fried Steak Breakfast. Weekdays from 4 a.m. to 11 a.m. Get a crispy Country Fried Steak Breakfast for just $4.99.
$4.99? My Country Fried balance sheet.
$4.99 Country Fried Steak Breakfast only at Sherry's Cafe.
And pie.
Kids and adults alike are going to love Design Zone, opening Saturday at Pacific Science Center. It's a fun, everywhere you look, new exhibit that explores the science and technology behind every kid's favorite things. Video games, skateboarding, roller coasters, music, and more.
Good morning, I'm Danielle in the State Farm Traffic Center. We do have a collision that's involving a bunch of cars that's been moved over to the shoulder southbound I-5 at the Metro Bus Barn, which is near 145th. You are going to see a lot of brake lights leading up to that. Southbound I-5 pretty backed up from 220th all the way down towards 145th because of that accident. Again, it is moved over to the shoulder. It's just a pretty big visual distraction for everybody right now. So leave a lot of extra room ahead of you this morning. Northbound 405 through the S-curve is also really slow from just after Talbot all the way up to State Route 900. Traffic is brought to you by Walmart. Walmart has dropped prices on more than 50 vitamins and supplements from Spring Valley, America's number one vitamin brand. Find fish oil, vitamin D, CoQ10, and more at new lower prices. It's just one more way Walmart is saving you money so you can live better. Coming up on the Bob Rivers Show, we've got an update on Amanda Knox, and there's a new cartoon about Colton Harris Moore.
Bob Rivers in the morning.
And the greatest hits of all time.
All day on 95.7.
She's got the devil in her heart. For the eyes they tantalize. She's gonna tear your heart apart. Oh, her lips they really thrill.
This is for Amanda.
Amanda Knox, the devil in her heart.
This was their closing arguments, right, from the prosecution? This was what I'm saying.
That's right.
I love Italian courts.
She was a, what was she again?
She-devil.
She-devil.
I was rooting for, it is time for you to stop all your stabbing.
Oh, oh man.
But I
better stop stabbing.
But I had the lyric incorrect. Not the Pretenders, right?
Sobbing, yeah.
6:36. Here's Jody with more news.
This news brought to you by Fred Meyer. So, prosecution in the Amanda Knox murder appeal began rebuttals this morning, defending the police investigation, detailing reasons why the convictions of her and her ex-boyfriend Raffaele Solicito were justified, saying that she should stay in jail. She is responsible for this, but will it stick? A lot of people are saying no.
Yeah.
Knox and her co-defendant will give their final statements on Monday at the courtroom in Perugia, and then we get a ruling. And then this thing could be over.
And she could be home.
She could be.
General feeling around here is that she's a girl who got caught up in the wrong crowd and didn't do it. Is that about right, Spike? Would you say that that's here?
In this town, her hometown, yeah, there's a much more prevalent she didn't do it vibe. But I'm amazed when I read about this story every chance I get, whenever it pops up on one of the internet news sites, and the comments after I'm always interested to take the temperature.
You go to the comment section where people blog their responses.
Yeah, because I'm trying to get the temperature of the populace.
And I do too, and I always get scared for society.
I am too. I don't even want to land a plane in a layover in a state in the middle of this country anymore. I just will not land. I will not lay over in Iowa or Chicago.
Those people scare you.
Square state, square head, square mind. I don't get it. I don't get them. There's so many people saying she's guilty. On the comments,
it mystifies me. This is the thing about human beings, though. We don't really know.
Nope.
So the people that say she's guilty are as right as the people that say she isn't. In that they're just making a bet on an opinion.
Yeah.
I hope she's innocent.
I hope she's innocent too. I had an opportunity to meet her mother a couple of years ago.
Jen.
And when you talk to her, I mean, I know that obviously her mom is going to be pro her.
Yeah.
But when she explains the kind of person that she is and the series of things that led up to it and what she's like and what she's thinking and all that stuff, my mind kind of flipped. Because I was like, well, somebody killed this girl.
We need somebody to be responsible for.
At the end of it, there's her dead roommate with her throat slashed. Like, somebody did that, so who was it? But after talking with her mom, I don't think she did it.
Okay.
Anwar al-Awlaki. How about that? An American-born radical cleric linked to al-Qaeda, known by many to be very, very dangerous, like the most dangerous guy since bin Laden. He led an organization labeled as one of the most serious threats to U.S. security, is no longer walking this earth. He was killed by an airstrike in Yemen today, according to the country's defense ministry. A Yemeni security official told Reuters that al-Awlaki, who is of Yemeni descent, was hit in an air raid with drones. Four others killed with him were suspected al-Qaeda members.
That's amazing. You know what's really going to be just weird is that when Obama runs for re-election, it's almost going to be like Bush. He's going to be running on the fact that he stomped out the terrorists. I mean, that's his best accomplishment so far. It's not the economy. It's not, the recession or any of that. It's not jobs. It's going to be, he should start talking like this, actually, a little bit.
I know you're unemployed, but I shot bin Laden in the face.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, knock on wood. If nothing blows up between now and then, he's going to be able to say, hey.
Won't that be an odd, like, 4 years later, that's what he's going to have to brag about?
Yeah.
That's very strange. This, how do you say his name again?
Al-Awlaki. Anwar al-Awlaki.
He's U.S., but he was born overseas, right?
He was actually born in New Mexico.
He was born in U.S.
And then he went to Yemen when he was 7 years old, lived there for 11 years until he was 18. And then he went to the University of Colorado. Colorado State University is where he went.
So when he came back here, do you think he had already been indoctrinated over there for that 11 years and that he came here as a sleeper, as a spy? Did he come here to get an education? so that he could be a better terrorist, or can he not make up his mind, which side he's on? What's the deal with him?
I think he just had a lot of different exposures at that point, because he got involved in the fight against the Soviets in Afghanistan. That's what he did for his summer vacation, basically. And then he came back and he got a doctorate in human resource development at George Washington University. So he was involved in education here in the States until he was 30 years old.
It's goofy because he sounds like he's involved in self-betterment. And then he takes it to the dark side. It's
well, he's the guy that's been releasing videos, right? Them or Us, Kill America. He's like his Kill America videos. He's a rallying point for the other side. You know, it's kill them before they kill us mentality. How do you live here? How do you reap the benefits of this system? Get your education.
I am spying right now.
Yeah.
And then I don't get it.
Oh, they're evil.
Okay. So we've taken him out with drones.
Yeah.
And is he considered number two? Osama bin Laden. Who's number two? If I'm an Al-Qaeda, I want to be four, five, or eight.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep track.
Oh, no thanks.
To that field
middle
promotion.
Of the road.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds safer.
Speaking of George W. Bush, states are lining up to drop out of No Child Left Behind, the education initiative that was his big claim to fame, much like you were suggesting that Osama bin Laden will be Obama's claim to fame. Since Barack Obama announced last month that he would sign an executive order and anyone who wants to drop out can, at least 27 states have signaled that they're going to drop out and everybody else is checking to look into it, and we will probably have more states than 27 dropping out. Obama said states could seek waivers as long as they adopt higher standards than those mandated under the Elementary and Secondary Education Act.
So what exactly does that mean?
It means that you can't just drop out and then throw everything to the wolves. You have to continue to better yourself.
Does dropping out mean that you have to stop taking those standardized tests that the teachers hate so much?
You know, as far as exactly what they're dropping out of, I don't know. Yeah. But No Child Left Behind was not popular for a lot of reasons, and people are excited to be done with it.
Yeah. My sister, a fifth grade teacher, would want to drop out just because of the name, but I wonder what it practically means. They began saying all we have to do is teach for the test. It doesn't allow us to be great teachers.
Right.
That thing at the time was supposed to be this big bipartisan deal where Kennedy and Bush... who was Kennedy on the Democratic side? Who was the legislator on the Republican side who championed it? It was Kennedy and somebody else?
Was it Elizabeth Dole? I'm not sure about that.
I can't remember.
It was actually John Boehner. And the George Boehner and George Miller and from the House side, and Judd Gregg from New Hampshire was the...
But Ted Kennedy, Ted Kennedy was a big public face of supporting it and...
Well, everybody's
like a lot of government things that had great intentions.
Every president wants to be the education president. Everybody wants to do the best for kids. That's how you tell parents that I'm the best bet for your future. I want to be the education president.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody tries to do that, and it never seems to get done.
It seemed like a decent idea to try and bring up the bottom by making things standardized, because the bottom is at the very, very bottom and has been for years, and there is a tendency for the bottom schools to always remain on the bottom, and therefore nobody in those communities ever gets to rise above. So if we have standardized tests for them and they have to reach a certain level that everybody's trying to reach across the country, then that's good. But in our state, people used to talk about the WASL exam like it was, the bane of their existence.
Oh, evil, yeah.
Because you couldn't do any normal teaching because everything was geared about the WASL.
And your funding was dependent on the score.
Right.
Not on whether your kids, had a decent life.
Right.
And it's gone. The WASL is no longer.
It is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the big knock on No Child Left Behind was that it asked to hit these standards, but it never gave the schools any money to hire anybody that could actually help the kids. So it was an unfunded mandate.
So let's talk about Colton Harris more. We haven't for a while. You know he's already pled guilty to federal felonies. He'll be sentenced in Seattle on October 28th. He's scheduled to appear before Island County Courthouse and plead guilty to those charges. But whatever you think about him, you can't deny that he was kind of weirdly popular.
Yeah.
And people were rooting for him, even though he was a criminal. Well, now there's a new animated short featuring the Barefoot Bandit, the producers of this animated film called Fly Colt Fly. They say that he was brilliant and that he was an icon for youth rebellion. They also say he's going to be like a modern-day John Dillinger. And the short is just a sample of this larger film that the company is working on. We're going to take a look at it, and then we'll post it on BobRivers.com. What do you think about this?
Is it like for kids?
Oh, was Pedro going to play it for me? Or,
no.
No, you just want the concept?
Yeah.
You know, look, crime has always made for great storytelling. Always. Just look at the greatest movies of all time. Just look at the...
Robin Hood's is a...
Yeah.
Look at your primetime TV schedule.
And the most fun crime movies are the ones where the criminal is very, very clever. Almost so clever that you want to root for the criminal. But in our society, generally speaking, the criminal always gets caught and has to pay. Can you think of a movie where the criminal totally got away with it?
Inside Man. Only one.
That's a good one.
Inside Man was...
Spike Lee.
Denzel Washington played the detective. Is it Clive Owen played the bank robber? Took the whole bank, dressed up all the hostages, dressed up all the assailants in the exact same painted jumpsuits.
Right, right.
So when it was all said and done,
but
they weren't
sure. He ends up getting away with it at the end of the movie.
Nah. Well, not so. Thank you. Sorry, if you haven't seen that,
if you haven't seen it by
my
now,
my 4-year spoiler alert window is closed.
Yeah. All right, but just, so you see, I don't have a bad feeling about it. My feelings, I'm kind of goofy in the sense that. Look, I was very Law and Order. Let's catch this guy. And the only reason we went public with this because the police asked us to help them catch the guy. Now that he's caught, I hope they come up with a sentence that everybody's happy with. It's a balance between how long they put him away for and how what kind of a deal they can make. They've made a deal so that any monies that come from storytelling about it end up going to the victims. Now, keep in mind, the victims will be paid off rather quickly if that happens. I believe they've already got $1 million, and maybe he owes like $1.5 million. Who knows, maybe a little bit more than that. And then once that's paid off, all of the money goes, as far as I know, into a fund that's the government. In other words, the money goes to pay back us, the taxpayers, for all the resources that were spent wasting our time with Black Hawk Down helicopters chasing this guy, SWAT teams, FBI. I mean, when you think about resources, you know, how many children could have had a better school book for what we spent going after Colton Harris Moore? So so I put all of that aside. I think it's fantastic. I love storytelling, and I think it's going to be great.
Horrible idea
that this will all happen, but you know, I'll give you a shot. Ultimately, in the end, all I care about is here's this kid who appears to be gifted, and if he can rehabilitate himself, then I would root for that. So
how hard to argue that?
So you don't like the cartoon?
I don't like the cartoon because nowadays kids want to be notorious. Every kid wants to, right. There's U2 minutes, and there's, everybody thinks they're a recording star. Everybody thinks they're
so
a reality show star.
So you think will have a negative effect on kids, because they'll see this cartoon of Colton Harris Moore.
Yeah, all you got to do is break a few laws, all of a sudden you're a cartoon character. You're a star.
I know I wanted to do things that were in cartoons. I sat on dog houses hoping to fly when I was a kid. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more. Yeah. I was like, damn you, Red Baron.
By the way, the text messengers are chirping in with movies that feature a bad guy that got away with it.
Okay.
Thomas Crown Affair.
Yes.
Catch Me If You Can.
Catch Me If You Can, often compared to Colton
Usual
Harrison.
Suspects. Yeah. Ocean's 11, The Pink Panther, Silence of the Lambs, and Smokey and the Bandit.
That's true.
Shawshank. That's right.
Okay. So, there you go.
How do you get away with the Silence of the Lambs? Wasn't that guy...
No, remember at the end?
Hannibal's walking out.
He was like in the Bahamas.
I'm having an old friend over for dinner. Yeah.
He was wearing a hat.
Yeah. That's right. I guess he did.
Yeah. One more story, and then we'll get to Spike with sports. So, yesterday was day 3 of the Michael Jackson manslaughter trial. One of Michael's bodyguards gave some riveting testimony. Testified that Dr. Conrad Murray asked him to get rid of vials of propofol right when Michael Jackson appeared to be dying.
he reached over and grabbed a handful of vials. And then he reached out to me and said, here, put these in a bag.
Why were you following these instructions?
Well, in my personal experience, I believe that Dr. Conrad Murray had the best intentions for Mr. Jackson.
The bodyguard describes the moments right after Michael died.
I came into the room. He said, Alberto, hurry. We have to get him to a hospital. We have to get an ambulance. I asked Dr. Conrad Murray what happened, and he said he had a reaction. He had a bad reaction. Paris screamed out, Daddy. Dr. Conrad Murray said, don't let them see their dad like this. Don't let them see their dad like this. And I proceeded to turn around to the children and kind of ushered them out and said, kids, don't worry. We'll take care of it. Everything is going to be okay.
The trial continues today.
Everything was not going to be okay, of course. A bunch of people asked me today, is this doctor going down? Or will he find some way to weasel out of it? It sounds to me like he's going down.
He's going down.
I hope he's going down. I hope at least. I don't know. Does he go to jail? I don't know. But does he ever practice medicine again?
Oh, no.
Yeah, exactly. I hope not.
I think somebody wants to see somebody pay.
That's people, what it is.
People feel a little robbed. It's like of Amanda Michael Knox Jackson.
In Italy. Yeah. I mean, even if the doctor wasn't guilty, he'd be going down.
It's got to have to be overwhelming for him not to.
Will this shy other doctors away from taking care of their movie star clients?
I hope so.
I don't think so. I think if you have money, you can get whatever you want.
Yeah. You know how much you're probably right. Paying Dr. Murray per month.
How much?
To take care of him. $150,000.
A month.
A month. It was in his best interest to keep Michael Jackson alive. Nobody's trying to say that he killed him on purpose, but did he make an error?
Now I feel more sorry for the doctor.
Why?
Because anybody who's paying that much a month to help me have them commit suicide, it shouldn't be my fault. If they're willing to pay that much to be unhealthy, then I should accommodate.
And if you got $150,000 a month cash cow lying there and you can't keep it alive, you are a horrible doctor.
That's terrible, yeah. That's another way to look at it. $150,000 a month.
Yeah.
There's so many people around Michael Jackson that all are culpable in some little way. But in the end, the person who's responsible...
His doctor.
No.
It's his doctor.
He was going to say is Michael Jackson.
He
said
the person
who
was responsible for committing suicide slowly is Michael Jackson.
That's like saying there's a mentally ill guy, and he's the one accountable, not the doctor who's trying to treat him.
You think Michael Jackson was mentally ill, or was he a drug addict?
Isn't that a degree?
You know, when a drug addict goes down and spirals down in spite of people telling him he shouldn't, ultimately it's his responsibility, not the person who gave him the last hit, don't you think?
I do, but you're saying addiction is a personal flaw then?
I believe that it's a combination of tendencies and
a milky white powder or drip.
Tendencies and a weakness on the part of the person. Yeah, I do. But that's actually a difficult question for me to answer.
I hear you, brother.
Yeah.
You know why everybody asks every day, first thing, about Michael Jackson's trial? Because we love vampire stories. And this doctor's a vampire. Mm. A money vampire.
We do love vampire stories.
Yeah. True blood that.
Yeah.
Sending it over to Spike with Sports.
Thanks so much, Jody. Brought to you by Bank of America. Huskies take on Utah tomorrow. It's a 4 o'clock start. The first time they take on the Utah Utes, the Fighting Utes, in Pac-12 play. Wazoo will open their Pac-12 schedule against Colorado at Colorado, up in the Buffaloes there. And that starts at 12:40. The Hawks, as we mentioned, are home against the Falcons. Hawks and Falcons both off to a 1-2 start. Difference is the Falcons, by a lot of people's accounts, have been picked to win the NFC South. Whereas the Seahawks, when you look at their schedule, a lot of people are saying 4 or 5, maybe 6 wins if you really get a few breaks. This wasn't one of the games people had looked at the schedule and said, okay, this is a game the Hawks probably will win. Sure, they can win. Anybody can go out there and stink it up and throw 4 interceptions and give you the ball game. But it's going to be a long afternoon. I think it's going to be a long afternoon at the Clink on Sunday, which is 1 o'clock start. Baseball's playoffs begin today with those Miracle Rays taking on the Texas Rangers. It's the first game of the afternoon. Starts at 2 o'clock our time, and then the Detroit Tigers will take on the Yankees in tonight's nightcap. The NLDS start tomorrow with the Diamondbacks at Milwaukee. Milwaukee's first division title since the early 80s, I believe. And the Cardinals taking on the Phillies. I'm Spike in Net Sports.
Thank you, Spike. I've been telling you for a little while that the major internet companies, the Googles, Facebooks, Microsofts, and Apples, all want to become media monopolies. And they'll all do anything they can. Right now, Apple is the one that's leading the way. Are you ready for Facebook to become a television network? There's an action comedy series produced by a big studio featuring popular stars, and Facebook has the exclusive.
Bob Rivers in the morning.
Bob, Spike, and Joe.
And the greatest hits of all time.
All day.
On 95.7.
Good morning. I'm Danielle in the State Farm Traffic Center. We still do have that accident, I-5 southbound at the Metro Bus Barn, which is near Northeast 175th. It isn't blocking any lanes, but it's causing a pretty bad backup. You're going to see brake lights southbound I-5 from 44th and Linwood all the way down to where that incident is. So I'll give you details on how the rest of your commute is looking coming up in 5 minutes. Traffic is brought to you by YourTrafficAlerts.com. Get around backups and get where you're going faster with YourTrafficAlerts.com. Set up now for free personalized traffic updates sent to you via email or text alert from YourTrafficAlerts.com, a service of your friends at State Farm.
If you've ever been to a clearance sale, you know the sooner you get there, the better the pickings. In fact, you can rush to a clearance sale and in an hour or so, the good stuff is gone. That's not what it's like at Sleep Country USA. Sleep Country does have hundreds and hundreds of clearance mattresses, but their stock is so huge, their buying power is so big that they will have the selection. And their inventory clearance sale is going on now, but ending soon. Save 10, 20, even 35% on a huge selection of Simmons & Sealy clearance mattress sets. Save on clearance sheets, mattress pads, and headboards. And for a limited time, 24 months free interest financing on Tempur-Pedic, the most highly recommended bed in America. Wow. Here's how you do it, by the way. You go to Sleep Country USA. They've got over 70 stores. You'll find one near you. Go to Everett. Visit Sleep Country on Everett Mall way across from Sears. You can ask for Mike. Sleep Country USA. Why buy a mattress anywhere else?
I love.
Love.
Love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice. And football. And baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2011, Bank of America Corporation.
Boar's Head Oven Gold turkey sandwiches are being stolen every day. To defend your sandwich, put yourself in the mind of the sandwich thief. Now, you open the fridge, and knowing everyone is off to the big meeting, you consider whose lunch you'll steal. There's a tub of Mindy's macaroni surprise, which you don't want to touch. There's a horrible-looking foot-long mess that's obviously subpar. Ah, there it is. A Boar's Head Oven Gold turkey sandwich. Turkey doesn't get any better than this. The best quality pure turkey without preservatives, without fillers, without ground-up questionable things. And so you swipe the Boar's Head. Of course, knowing how desirable Boar's Head Oven Gold turkey is, the sandwich owner may be ready for the thief.
Gotcha!
Oh, is this your sandwich? It looks exactly like mine.
Nice try. Boar's Head Oven Gold turkey. Compromise elsewhere.
Try a slice of Boar's Head premium deli meats and cheeses in select supermarkets, gourmet stores, and fine eateries.
Heart attack. Words that strike fear into the hearts of many. But at Swedish Heart and Vascular Institute, we're launching a counterattack against heart attack with a truly impressive show of force. Swedish has more than 60 cardiovascular specialists trained to battle heart disease. Our door-to-treatment time for a heart attack is 40% faster than the national benchmark. And when it comes to minimally invasive heart valve repair, our surgeons are among the most experienced in the country. In fact, Swedish has a 95% success rate in mitral valve repairs, a result which blows away the competition. Over 46,000 open heart procedures have been performed at Swedish, and our four operating rooms are state-of-the-art. So if you're threatened with heart disease, choose the experts at Swedish. Because when it comes to your heart, we're here for you. Sign up for free lectures this month with our renowned cardiovascular specialists at 1-800-SWEDISH. That's 1-800-SWEDISH.
Now is the time to stock up at Safeway, because it's our huge mix and match event. You'll get 50 cents off each participating item when you buy eight or more items on top of a great club card price. Mix and match from over 3,000 participating items all over the store. Look for shelf tags that say buy any eight or more. When your total reaches eight items, the extra savings kick in. 50 cents off each item. Buy the same item or all different items. This week with your club card, mix and match Kraft macaroni and cheese, and they're only 59 cents each. Mix and match Sara Lee Delightful 100% whole wheat bread for only $2.09 each. And Fritos and Cheetos are just $1.49 each when you mix and match selected varieties. And the more you shop at Safeway, the more you save on gas. You could save up to a dollar off per gallon. Hurry into Safeway this week, because our huge mix and match event is ending soon. How much can you save? Load up your cart and find out. Safeway, ingredients for life. Must be a club card member to earn rewards. Restrictions and exclusions apply.
Hey, KeyBank customers. The way you manage your money could be saving or earning you extra money at KeyBank in ways you never knew.
With my family schedule, using the closest ATM and not worrying about added fees is a plus. With my Key Advantage checking account, I can use ATMs at other banks and get refunded on fees up to a monthly limit. Plus, it includes a discount on mortgage closing costs. Thanks, KeyBank.
It pays to be a KeyBank customer. Visit a branch or go to key.com/get rewards and check out the options best for you. KeyBank is member FDIC.
Listen to Real Radio or create your own custom stations. Download the new iHeartRadio app for your iPhone at iHeartRadio.com or iTunes.com/iHeartRadio, where you can also download music from festival artists like Lady Gaga, Jay-Z, Coldplay, and more.
Public school children on free and reduced lunch may qualify for free tutoring in reading and math under No Child Left Behind. The number to call is 206-295-3695. Enrollment is limited, so call today, 206-295-3695.
Good morning, I'm Danielle. The State Farm Traffic Center. Looks like a few of those cars have left now southbound I-5 at the Metro Bus Barn. There's an accident that's on the left-hand shoulder. Only got about two there now. Still working on getting rid of them. It's not blocking anything, but you are going to see bumper-to-bumper traffic southbound I-5 from 44th and Linwood all the way down to where that accident is. Northbound 405 through the S-curve is also a struggle from Talbot up into Newcastle. Northbound I-5 still slow from the Michigan curve up to I-90. Southbound 405, busy at 522. Traffic is brought to you by Safeway. Getting your flu shot is easy at the Safeway Pharmacy. We give thousands of flu shots a year, no appointment necessary. Plus, you'll save 10% on your next grocery purchase. Safeway, ingredients for life. Coming up at 7:15 on the Bob Rivers Show, Thomas Jane, the star of HBO's Hung.